This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study of the great challenge which atheism constitutes to Christianity. You remember that in the Psalms, Psalms 19 beginning with verse 1, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Also in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 20 in the New Testament, we find the Apostle Paul saying, "For the invisible things of him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived with the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse, because that, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Friends, the great challenge of atheism to Christianity is as tremendous as any challenge could be. I'd like to think with you for just a moment about the cruciality of this point. If the atheist, that is, the man who says that he knows that God does not exist, can persuade people that there is no God, or even to cause them to seriously doubt that there is God, then those so persuaded cannot be saved from their sins. This is made clear from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. If one does not know that God exists, then he cannot know that the Bible is the Word of God. And if one cannot know that the Bible is the Word of God, then he cannot know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If one cannot know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then he cannot be saved. Jesus made this clear in John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then he said in John 5, 24, or John 8, 24, "Except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." In John 17 and verse 3, the Bible makes clear, "This is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou didst send, even Christ Jesus." Now what all of this amounts to is this: if men cannot know that God is, then Christianity is a farce, and all Christians are sadly misguided. Every Christian should regard himself as a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ, a soldier who is ready to prepare himself to meet this great challenge, and then as a brave and prepared soldier to do his will, meeting the enemy on every front. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, "Endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And then in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, Paul gives a detailed account of the armor of the soldier of Christ. "We are to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints." So said Paul in Jude, verse 3. We need preachers who are trained to meet the enemies of Christ with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, Ephesians 6:17. Preachers are not to be mere cheerleaders who do not even understand the issues which we face, but preachers are men, that is, if they are to be what Christ would have them to be, who are recognizing that we can know that God is, that the Bible is his word, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that men must know and obey the truth in order to be saved. Preachers who claim that men cannot know that God exists weaken the case for Christianity in the eyes of the world. Now, in order for one to know that God does not exist, the atheist must know what he cannot know. This is an extremely important point. But our time is gone for today, and I urge you to be with us tomorrow as we continue our study along this line.